This is TWiT.
So we're gearing up for the Apple Watch. The announcement's going to come next week. What have you seen in wearables that compare?
Well, I was impressed today by Huawei, which announced a TalkBand B2 product. This is a combination Bluetooth headset and sports bracelet. We've heard about this before, but seeing it in person was really very cool. It's made with premium materials like aviation aluminum. It can tell if it's being used as a Bluetooth headset or a bracelet. It sort of detects where it is and how it's being used. And it's got, you know, 6-axis sensors. It can detect your sleep. 5-day battery life, you know, which is 5 days more than the Apple Watch, for example. It comes in 3 colors, black, silver, and gold. And it's going to cost 199 euros, I think, in dollars. What, that's like 235 bucks or something like that. I'm just guessing. And that looked really, really cool. Another device that they have that's wearable that's a little unusual is something called the TalkBand N1. I don't know why it's called the TalkBand, because it's essentially a set of earbuds. It connects together magnetically, so you can throw it over your shoulder and then connect it, and it'll stay on like a necklace or something. And it's got really hi-fi stereo. They call it hi-fi. It has 4 gigs of local storage, so you can store 1,000 songs on it. So, you know, without a phone or any sort of device, you can sort of listen to this thing. It does sports tracking. It has, you know, all kinds of really premium sound. It's really what they emphasize. It even has caller ID, so you can see by looking at your earbuds, essentially, who's calling. But, of course, the big news here is the Huawei watch, which I think is probably one of the most premium Android Wear watches. You know, Google, of course, restricts the Android Wear platform quite a bit, so there's not much that manufacturers can do to change it. But they've managed to make some serious improvements in multiple ways. And we got a chance to interview both of the designers of the watch, Benjamin Norton and Wang Judong. Here is bits from that interview.
So I'm standing here with Wang Judong, who's been a designer for Huawei for 4 years, and he was a very accomplished designer for mobile phones before, and he's made the transition over to smart watches and has been integral in designing the smartwatch. And together we worked as a team. Me as a fashion watch designer, I was a fashion watch designer with Fossil for 9 or 10 years. And working on a various range of fashion watches. About the watch, so what we have here is we've designed a kind of a smartwatch that's very close to traditional, you know, fashion watch. And it's 42 millimeters in size, which is a very good size, which is a typical size for, you know, fashion watches, traditional watches. But it's also a size that's very versatile for both men and women. Not only in terms of the size of the case, but also the size of the bracelet. We have a choice between 18 millimeters and 21 millimeters. So 18 millimeters for a woman, 21 millimeters for a guy. We also have other watch elements, which I'm going to discuss for you in a second. After you've just, so we have the crown, which is obviously an integral watch element. We also have a top ring design. And I also wanted to talk about we have a sapphire crystal, and this is the first Android Wear watch to have a sapphire crystal. And the display is a very high-quality AMOLED display of 206 PPI. The display is 1.4 inches, and relative to the size of the case, which is 42 millimeters, this is extremely good. I mean, you notice a lot of the other smart watches, around it, there's quite a thickness. But here, it's very thin around. And I also want to talk about, we have a range of dials. We have 40 dials to choose from. We can't show you more right now, but there'll be dials for, like, sport, traditional watch, men's and women's. And because it's of the high-quality display, we have a lot of options, a lot of latitude in terms of being able to design a various range of dials. And the PPI, the high resolution, really helps us bring out the details of these dials, you know, the indexing and the tracking and so on and so forth. And it'll come in a range of colors and a range of styles, a sports style, a traditional style, and a luxury style.
Now, those colors are gold, silver, and black. And as you can see, that looks like a, you know, really nice watch. He didn't also emphasize the sensors inside the watch. including a barometer, a touch motor, and a built-in microphone. And so this is looks like a really, really cool watch, and it's great to see innovation in the Android Wear space. I remember when the Moto 360 came out, it was the only round watch for a while, and it looked really, really premium. I think this one looks even more premium than that one did. And so that was pretty cool to see this kind of innovation coming from Huawei in the sort of wearables department.